Now, first of all, we go to South Kerry and we're joined on the line by Fianna Fáil councillor for the Kenmare Municipal District, Councillor Norma Moriarty. Norma, good morning and thank you for joining us on the programme this fine May Day morning. We are going to a story that's been breaking about 159 people, I understand, who've been living in IPAS accommodation, that's International Protection Accommodation, Service Accommodation, in Cathersyveen, and they've received some correspondence from the Department of Justice and from IPAS in recent days that's been very unsettling for them.
That's correct, Tress, and thank you very much for having me on this morning, for giving us the opportunity to highlight this issue and effectively to publicly call for what I have privately emailed the department on, which is a pausing of this until such time as appeals can be lodged. And, you know, a proper transition phase can be entered into. There are 199 international protection residents currently residing in Skelligstair. People will be familiar with the history of Skelligstair. It's not a particularly, you know, positive one. Nonetheless, the community of Cathersyveen and the wider South Kerry area have worked might mean over the last number of years and have done wonderful work in terms of meaningful integration. And this has worked. And what we have is effectively a very productive, peaceful, harmonious community on the foot of all of those efforts. This was discommoded significantly in the last number of days when the 157 actually received letters to state that they would have to vacate the accommodation and will be offered alternative accommodation by the 8th of May. A further 42 were to be communicated with by the end of June. The thinking behind that was that those with children who were of school-going age would be attending exams would have the opportunity to finish out their school year and do their state exams and then would subsequently be offered the alternative accommodation. Now, there are several anomalies around this in itself, even in terms of what the department have communicated. I had one family yesterday who received a letter yesterday dated the day before, stating that they had to leave today. And that family also has comprises three school-going children. So that's counter to what their original communication was. We also have a number of students. I spent the morning and the afternoon in the O'Connell Adult Education Centre, which is a fantastic education centre serving the wider community. And I was with the healthcare students, many of whom are training up to fill positions that we have had vacant for some time. And they were literally, I'm not exaggerating, they were in tears because they are 3 weeks away from having a full accreditation and are 3 weeks away effectively from being able to fulfill positions that we are struggling to fill, vacancies, crucial vacancies that allow people to stay in their own homes because it has more healthcare professionals do home helps and so on and so forth. So it bolsters that workforce. Some of them are working, you know, in the hospitals as it is, both in work experience in the Cathersyveen Community Hospital and also in Village Community Hospital. And they're being told that the rug effectively has been pulled out from under them. They'll have to leave now. Therefore, they won't be able to finish their course. The likelihood of them re-engaging with education in wherever their alternative accommodation is going to be located is slim, okay? I was inundated with calls in from employers locally who had spent a good number of months and weeks training up employees who are residents in the IPAS centre in Cathersyveen. And they were pained to see how happy they were with the quality of the employee that they were getting. And now at the beginning of the tourist season, when they need the most, all of that effort and all of that training and that job opportunity is being again taken from them. So the benefit, the social benefit that we're supposed to get as a community when you work to integrate, that quid pro quo, if you like, that mutual benefit, that has been hammered here. It's been absolutely just the floor being taken out from under us. It just feels so frustrating and exasperating, and I trust you can probably hear it in my voice. We have done everything correctly in this community. We have been asked the challenges that was presented to us, both from the IPAS perspective and indeed from the BOTP, the Ukrainian perspective, for a small community. And we met that challenge better than any other community anywhere on this island. And it feels like we're being slapped in the face with what's happening now. Because effectively, 20% of the population in Cathersyveen are being told that they have to move within a week. That is effectively what's happening. And there will be a new cohort moved in. So the stretch on services, the rupture in the relationships built, the opportunities that have been taken from people, both, as I say, employees taking up roles and employers having a workforce that they're happy with and that they know. This is the social benefit that's supposed to accrue from this and from our efforts and our work, and has been taken from us. And to say that we're fed up and we've had enough is putting it mildly.
Now, the Department of Justice, we here in Radio Kerry have contacted the Department of Justice about these plans to move. You were saying it's around 159, is it, people, including families with children, or 57?
157 initially, okay. And then the further 42 were to be issued with their instructions in June. And the thinking on that was that that was to allow them finish off school. They've already breached that with the letter that was received by one family yesterday that are supposed to move today. Can you imagine being told you have to move every bit in that you have, pack it all up, be at the door awaiting a bus to take you to somewhere that you don't know the following morning? Like, we have children, again, just the number of people who've been involved here and the services, like the Family Resource Centre has been fantastic. You know, the South Kerry Women's Collective, the Tidy Towns, Forward, all of these agencies, volunteer-led in many instances, have done incredible work. We have a cohort of students in primary school. They're finishing off. Some want to do, for example, their communion.
How many children in local schools will be affected?
Oh, there's a significant number. I think there's over 20 in Skull Sivine that are going to be affected. We would also have some of the outlying schools as well. The feeling of friendships, as I said, ruptured. Like, there were so many of them looking forward to going their school tour. Incredibly, eyes on sticks, excited about the prospect of going on a school tour. And by the way, there was a lot of local, you know, effort made to make sure that they all had the equal opportunity to go on this tour. There was costs involved, those costs were being met. And again, to take that away, it just doesn't make sense. I have another example, Tracy, which again, some of the very good work that was being done in South Kerry around the development and promotion of the Irish language. I have one young man, originally from Nigeria, blossoming, absolutely blossoming in Skull Sivine, enrolled in the Aon at Long Gaeilge for Colossian Ishgaeilge for next year. What a positive story that is.
Yes.
What an example that is to everybody locally, saying, lads, don't be afraid of the language. Immerse yourself in it. You know, embrace it. That young man is being deprived of that opportunity. The Aon at Long Gaeilge, the school itself, is being deprived of that opportunity and the positivity that can come from it. There is no darif to this. There is no sense to this.
And you're saying there's no sense to it because it's not as if the Skellig Star accommodation, the former hotel in Cara Sivine, is closing, is no longer taking in people seeking international protection in this country. It's simply a case that a different group of people are going to be moved in instead.
That's our understanding. And I was waiting all day to get clarification on that. And I was being fobbed off, quite frankly. It mightn't be nice, but you can make some sense of something if there was a consolidation of centres. And again, this would be from an economic perspective, from a macro government revenue saving perspective. If you were consolidating centres and closing down some as a result of that, as for example, we know the state has purchased City West. So the provision is the ambition from a policy point of view is to have state-owned, state-led international protection provision rather than renting things and paying quite high rates. Again, taxpayer footing the bill in the main. So I can see a sense in that, but I cannot see a sense in simply moving people, individuals, men, women, children, moving them around from place to place like pieces on a chessboard. It doesn't make sense to me. And if something doesn't make sense, and if, like, some of the language that was being used was insulting because it was pure waffle. It was along the lines of, you know, oh, we have to keep the system flowing. Rubbish. We, at the very least, and this community, our wider community, and we include everybody in it, the new arrivals and those of us that have always been here, we are one community because of the efforts and work that we've made. We deserve the truth and we deserve an explanation. And what we want right now is a complete and utter pausing of all of this. Allow people time to make appeals. Those, for example, that I'm saying, the healthcare assistants in waiting for graduation, 3 weeks away from it. Allow them the opportunity to conclude their courses. Ask the residents, because there's a cohort that would be perfectly happy to move. Ask them. If those people wish to move, voluntarily move. No one is, you know, we support that. We want people to be happy where they are, because if they're happy where they are, they're productive where they are. And it is absolutely unfair. It is Indecent is what it is. It is just unkind and indecent to do this to people.
Now, Norma, we've just got a statement in from the Department of Justice. I think it might be quite similar to what you've received in your communications and in your determination to find out what's going on. This is what the Department of Justice is saying. It's quite long, but anyway, I'll get through it. It says from the Justice Department, during their period in IPASS accommodation, people may have to move to alternative centres for a variety of reasons, including family needs, renovations, regulatory or compliance issues at accommodation, breaches of house rules and pressures and capacity within the system overall, etc. Now, in order to maintain pressures on capacity and ensure that the department makes the best use of beds available in the IPASS system, it's sometimes necessary to move people to more suitable accommodation. That's what it says. Suitable. It doesn't define what that means. This means that people seeking international protection who are provided with accommodation at Skellig Star Hotel will be offered alternative accommodation in other centres. The property will continue to operate as an IPASS centre. 159 people, including families with children under the age of 4, who are resident at the centre, were informed of this decision recently, and transfer letters were issued to them on the 25th of April. Those residents who wish to continue to receive state-funded accommodation will be relocated to another centre by the 8th of May. IPASS is in contact with residents and centre management to keep them informed of relocations plans and to offer support. We appreciate that relocating can be very disruptive for people. The IPASS resident welfare team liaises with centre management and residents to identify particular considerations such as people with medical needs or those sitting exams. While IPASS recognises that people may be integrating into the community, attending education or working, given the dispersed nature of our available accommodation options, new accommodation may not be available in the same area. Your response, Councillor Norma Moriarty?
Again, it's just waffle. As I say, there's no actual reason for this. And again, I referred at the outset to the poor history of Skellig Star. You will remember it originally opened at the outbreak of COVID, if you like, or at the beginning of COVID, and it was supposed to be about alleviating pressures on other centres to make sure you wouldn't have COVID outbreaks. And it was precisely what they initiated, because everybody was transported together and no social distancing and so on and so forth. And it was subsequently closed because it was an unsafe provision at the time. It was then reopened as a response to the Ukrainian situation. And again, we said just over a year after it was opened, when that Ukrainian population had settled. And again, similar to this similar time of year, you were talking about school children, communions, people settled, you know, taking up employment. And they were issued with a notification that they would be leaving. We managed to stall that at the time. Now, at least there was some rationale at the time, because Skellig Star is an accommodation centre and therefore it has an IPASS contract. And at the time, it was easier to you had more alternatives around Ukrainian provision than you would have had around IPASS. But what we managed to do again was at least have the choice element reintroduced into that. So as long as people who were there were willing to stay there and wanted to stay there, they were allowed to stay there. In the meantime, what effectively happened was they availed of some of those options and those greater opportunities in terms of offer a home. And as they moved out, IPASS people moved in. But there was a tricky scenario there, because you have a two-tier system. You had some people, like Ukrainian, who had full status and were able to work and their benefits were far more generous. And then you have people on IPASS whose benefits are not generous. But again, we as a community managed that well.
And now this latest, and now you're here expressing disappointment at this latest development. And just to clarify before we go, IPASS, this is in relation to people who are seeking international protection, people seeking refugee status, and we're as opposed to people who have refugee status, such as the Ukrainian community fleeing war. And where are the people from? Finally and briefly, you've told me about that young boy from Nigeria who's immersed himself in the Irish language, an example of showing that the language is for everyone, not just for particular groups or categories. But can you give me a flavour of where the people affected are coming from originally?
To be honest with you, it is very much multinational. You have people from Syria, you have people from Somalia, you have people from Bangladesh. They come from all corners of the world. And many of them will be granted status eventually. Some may not. Okay, but at least after when you now arrive in the country, after a period of months, I think it's around 7 months now, you have the opportunity to get a work permit and to work. And many of these people want to be productive. They do, all of them.
And you're saying they are working. They're working in the health service. They're working in tourism. They're working in other jobs in the Carsaveen area. And you're saying, in your view, this makes no sense, the decision to relocate them, and at such short notice.
If I could make one final point, just for a sense of perspective for people in the wider county of Kerry. As I said, these 199, 200, they represent about 20% of the population of Carsaveen town, because we're just over 1,000 in the town of Carsaveen. In Killarney, your standing population outside the tourist season is about 14,500 people. It's the equivalent of taking 2,900 people out of Killarney overnight, effectively, and moving in a new 2,900 who have to find, you know, set up bank accounts, find their feet, make connections, get into schools, all of the strain, find doctors, all of the strain of the services that initial contact brings. It's the equivalent of 5,200 of a move in Tralee, and it's the equivalent of 44,000 of a move in Cork City. That's not sustainable for good quality community development. It is counter to all of the things that we have done successfully over the last number of years, and we're not going to stand for it. That's quite frankly, this is wrong. It is very wrong. It's wrong of the department to do this to us. It's wrong of the department to do this to the residents of Skelligstar, and we want it paused.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We've been speaking to Fianna Fáil councillor for the Kenmare Municipal District, Waterville councillor Norma Moriarty, about the news that almost 160 asylum seekers, people seeking international protection here in Ireland, including families with children, have been given notice to leave the Skelligstar accommodation centre in Carsaveen. Some only getting 24 hours notice to vacate the place.